Come gather round me, people. Come gather young and old. There's a story that I think you ought to hear. Outside the town of Cherry, just northwest of LaSalle, 1907 was the year. The railroad was the owner, the Chicago and St. Paul. They mined that coal that helped them fuel the line. Until that tragic day, when a burning cart of hay set fire to the shaft round quitting time. That's the day that they found fire in the mine. A group of 20 men had found themselves trapped in. The smoke had blocked each passage that they tried. It kept on closing in, and things were looking grim. Each man had thought that he would surely die. But George Eddy was the man who said he had a plan. He said we must go deeper in the mine. I know without a doubt that that fire will burn out, and we just might buy ourselves a little time from that fire that's now burning in the mine. As manager of the mine, George was old and George was kind, someone quite uncommon in his time. When he heard three whistle blasts, he said, I must act fast. Said, I've got to go below, well, there's still time. Now with 19 other men, he was trapped and just like them, wondered if he'd see blue skies again. When to those men he said, we've been given up for dead, but we're gonna keep on fighting till the end, while they try and choke the fire in this mine. It soon had been revealed, all the openings had been sealed, as the black damp started wafting from behind. Like this plan or not, it's the only chance we've got. We've got to push still deeper in the mine. And none of them gave in when they reached that cavern's end. George said, we'll have to build ourselves a wall. We'll seal that black damp out while they snuff that fire out. And the onset of our deaths, we just might stall. It's all for one and also one for all. For 7 days they stayed, and 7 days they prayed, drinking water that would gather on the floor. Their lamps were growing dim, and their chances growing slim, so George said, we cannot stay here anymore. As they tore that big wall down, someone said, I heard a sound, like voices coming from far down the vein. But they still had many doubts about finding their way out, when they heard those distant voices once again. My God, there's someone searching through the mine. Miners had been saved from what should have been their grave. A hero's welcome waited up above. Having finally been set free and in the company and the arms of friends and family that they loved. Well, George Eddy was the man who was celebrated grand, for he helped the men survive that dark ordeal. A few more weeks had passed when they said, we've searched our last, and that giant Cherry mine forever sealed, while the strength of human courage was revealed.